Hello and welcome to the Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast, focusing on linking business with grassroots sports. My name's David Waldridge, and in this episode, well, things will be slightly different as I pass over control of the questions to the students of the Kibworth School in Leicestershire, who Koi Sports have been assisting with various projects recently as part of our aim to bring positive social change through sport. In this podcast series so far, we've spoke with both business self-starters and grassroots organisations who have benefited from Koi Sports Elite Champion Investment. However, we also aim to speak with former and current elite athletes alongside sporting personalities about their experiences at a grassroots level and how it gave them the foundations to shape their career. In this episode, we'll be speaking with Leicester City FC captain Wes Morgan about the highlights of his career so far and how he came to be a professional footballer in the first place, along with that incredible moment, holding up the Premier League trophy in front of a capacity crowd after the most unlikely of seasons. So without further delay, I'll pass things over to Mrs. Merry and the students of the Kibworth School.
So I've got a question from Matt, who's asked what helped you the most to win the title?
Yeah, winning the title, what helped us most is probably the togetherness of the squad. You know, we had such a unity amongst the boys at that moment in time. It was 2015-16 season. We're fortunate to have some great players playing at the top of their form, top of their game at that moment in time. You know, Vardy, he scored the most consecutive goals in the Premier League by any player, you know, and he still holds that title. We had N'Golo Kanté, who was unknown at that time, who came in and done an unbelievable job for us. And Riyad Mahrez, who, you know, games where it was tight and, you know, they're 0-0, he'll come up with some magic and produce a wonder goal. So, yeah, there's a combination of things, but the main thing would be our togetherness and the unity of the squad and the spirit. You know, we knew we had each of us backs at all times in the game. And yeah, we could rely on each other through thick and thin.
Got a question from Joel. This is going to be difficult for you. It's a good question though. Who is the best player you have played with? It's obviously going to be David Johnson-Reitner, clearly, but you know.
Yeah, the best player I've played with, probably N'Golo Kanté. What he did for the team, don't go as noticed as some of the other players did, you know, with Vardy with the goals and Mahrez with the skill. Amongst the players and in that environment, we appreciate so much what N'Golo Kanté did for us on the pitch. You know, it was literally like having two players instead of one, you know, because he was everywhere. And he made all the defenders' job easy because anytime you make a mistake, he'll be there to clean and tidy up. So, yeah. Also, when he first came to the team and after his first training session, the impression he had on all the boys was unbelievable because we all stood around and was like, oh my God, who is this guy? And that effect has never happened to any other player once they first came to the team. So he's a very, very special player. And yeah, I've always said N'Golo Kanté is one of the best players I've played with.
If you could play with one of the centre-back in a back four, who would it be?
Anyone in the world? Probably Ramos, you know. Sergio Ramos, he's a warrior on the pitch, consistent throughout the years. He scores penalties. I'm sure, I don't know how many goals he scored in his career, but it's a ridiculous amount of goals. He's fit, he's getting older now, but he looks, you know, like he's 18 still. I think to play alongside him would be very special, I'd say.
Great. Okay, got a question from Lewis. And people seem to think that getting a professional contract's really easy, but it's not. It's really difficult. What did it take to get a professional contract?
Yeah, no, it's very, very difficult. To get a professional contract, for me, it was hard work, a lot of dedication. You know, I had a lot of disappointment when I was a youth team player and trying to make it as a professional. You know, if anything, I did it the long way around because I got rejected at Notts County, a youth team contract. And I actually went to college and played semi-professional football. And I was fortunate to just get a trial at Nottingham Forest from my college football coach at the time. He sorted out a trial at Forest for me. And yeah, that bit of luck there gave me the opportunity. And I did well in the trial. And 1 week trial turned into 2 weeks, 2 weeks to a month, month to the season. A few other fortunate things happened. And then I had the opportunity to play in a first team because of shortage of players. So from there, I've not really looked back.
So, question from Joseph. What is your favourite moment at Leicester apart from winning the Premier League?
Favourite moment at Leicester besides winning the Premier League would be playing in the Champions League. You know, it's something that I never thought I would be doing. You know, I'm used to going to my friends on a Tuesday night and watching on the TV and getting chills from when you hear the Champions League music and all that comes with it. So to actually play in the Champions League and to travel into Europe and, you know, to experience all of that was unbelievable.
This is going to be a tough one for you. Who is your favourite manager you've had? They can tell your kids, can't they? They're just, yeah, it's great.
Exactly. Probably Nigel Pearson. You know, obviously to bring me into Leicester and what's happened since then is unbelievable. But more the person he was, you know, he was a real people's person and would really try to connect with you on a personal level, not just for work reasons. And a lot of managers can't separate the two, you know, football and work and your personal life. You know, I think Nigel had the balance perfect. He cared so much about, you know, your personal life, your family and how you're doing, but also demanded excellence on the pitch.
Got something from Jack. He said, wanted to say we're all really proud of you and the team, performing amazing, giving us flashbacks to 2016. Wanted to ask, what would be your dream signing for the team?
Ooh, dream signing. Probably someone like Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar. Take your pick, any of them three, I'd be happy with.
How did you feel when you lifted the trophy for Leicester City Football Club?
Yeah, it was a surreal feeling, you know, to achieve something that you didn't think was possible and to have that trophy in your hands. You know, it's hard to describe the emotions and the feelings I was feeling at the time. Probably one of the best moments of my life, it goes for sure. It's, you know, even looking back at it sometimes, I sometimes pinch myself and think, you know, did that really happen? But then I see the pictures and I said, yeah, it must have happened. So, yeah, the feeling's undescribable. You know, one of the best feelings I've ever had.
Being the captain, the leader, is it still the same feeling? You still kind of think sometimes, yeah, really, did that happen?
Well, when I joined Leicester, you know, I joined in a January transfer window. And I was there, you know, probably 6 months into it. And then the start of the new season, bear in mind I'm a new player, you know, Nigel gave me the armband, which is quite astonishing, really, because I'm fairly new and still getting used to the players. But you obviously seen something in me and believed in me. Gave me the armband, and yeah, first of all, obviously we've got promoted from the Championship, which was a fantastic achievement, and I was so proud. And you know, had the opportunity to play in the Premier League for the first time, which was, you know, a big achievement in itself. Captain the team to Premier League title, you know. It's fantastic to be the first to get the hands on the trophy and lift it up. You know, you would have all seen the pictures. They'll be there forever. And, you know, that the moments go down in history.
Some incredible stories so far from Wes. We'll get back to him and the students of the Kibworth School in just a few moments. But if you'd like to hear more about the work Koi Sports does and to support us in our aim to sustain, enhance and grow the grassroots sports sector, head over to our website, koisports.co.uk. Now let's head back to the Kibworth School and Wes Morgan.
I'm going to whiz through some of these because I keep bombing questions through, so I apologise, Wes, if you're okay. Who's your favourite player ever?
Zinedine Zidane is my all-time favourite player from when I was young.
What's the hardest team you've ever played against?
Hardest team was France playing for Jamaica. We got beat 8-0, I think. So, yeah, that was a tough game.
How many goals have you scored in your career?
I don't actually know, you know. Maybe the late 20s, I'd say.
What was your most memorable game?
Most memorable game was there's a few, you know, probably the goal I scored for Leicester when we won the league against Man United. It proved to be that we drew that game, and that point proved to be enough to actually give us the title and win us the league. That game, and probably playing in the final for Jamaica in the Gold Cup, which is unbelievable achievement.
Barney, what was your least favourite season? And then Peddy's asked a question, because I think they might be connected. Did you still have faith when you were bottom in 2014-15?
Yeah, for Leicester, I'd say that's probably my least favourite season. You know, besides that season, throughout we've always, you know, achieved playoffs in the Championship, promotion or finished top 10 in the Premier League, or, you know, high in the Premier League. But that season was our first season in the Premier League. And yeah, it was bottom for so long and a lot of teams wrote us off. But on the flip side, you know, we achieved the great escape, to call it. And we won so many games on the bounce and escaped relegation that season.
Which player are you closest to at Leicester?
Players I'm closest to at Leicester. Danny Simpson was one of my very, very good friends. You know, we used to sit next to each other and, yeah, he always had some good stories. Currently, I'll probably say some of the young boys, you know, Madders, Hamza Chowdhury, them players quite close to.
Here's one from Max. When did you fully realise that you are a pro footy player?
Yeah, probably when you first sign your first professional contract. You know, that happened at Nottingham Forest. I was 17 or 18 at the time. Yeah, once you've you know, signed it, job's not done. You still have to, you know, make your way into the game and make your mark. But yeah, that's when you know you're professional.
Question here from Joseph. Do you think the Leicester midfield is up there with the best in the league?
Probably not on paper. When you compare some of the other midfielders, you'd think, yeah, you know, probably they might be in the top six. But from working with the group of players and knowing what they're capable of, you know, I'll be biased again and say, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think they're showing what they're made of week in, week out. And even the best players they've come up against in their position, they're beating them. So, yeah, why not? Yeah, they are.
What is it like playing during coronavirus?
Yeah, it's very strange. You know, to not have a crowd is very bizarre. You know, normally we're used to walking out the tunnel and hearing a roar from the crowd and the atmosphere, then your adrenaline starts pumping and you're getting really revved up for the game. You know, when you walk out now, it's silence, and sometimes you have to think, is there really a game going off? As soon as you're into it, you realise, yeah, there is. But, you know, without having the crowd behind us, it's very strange. And even the protocols we have to follow, you know, we're not allowed to sit next to each other on the buses and in the canteens, and we have to change in separate rooms and stuff like that. You know, it's all very strange, but there's nothing we can do about it, unfortunately.
If you weren't a footballer, what do you think you would be or would have?
I wasn't a footballer, I had to get a normal job. I'd probably be a fireman, I think. You know, I think it's probably a good enough job that I'd be capable of doing, you know, and I think I look all right in a fireman suit.
I'm sure there's plenty of people that will agree with that out there. From Miss Watton, would you prefer to have Grealish or Maddison in your team?
I'm a big, big fan of Grealish, to be fair. I think he's unbelievable. I'm going to have to say both.
Good answer, but very political. What was it like when you scored the header versus Man United 2015-16?
Yeah, I've already mentioned that goal, one of my favourite goals, favourite moments in football, you know, because I'm a bit of a Man United fan, besides my other local teams. So to actually score on the pitch, Old Trafford, and my mum and my family was all in the crowds as well, made it extra special.
What did you want to do when you were younger? That's from Joel.
Probably football, you know, from when I can remember, you know, I was always had a football in my hand, kicking against some wall, causing some type of problems or noise with the neighbours. Yeah, just football as far as I can remember.
Who's is the toughest striker you came up against?
That would be Benzema in the mauling we took from France playing for Jamaica. Yeah, Benzema ran me ragged that game, and I think he scored 3 or 4 goals, so I tried to forget about that.
Did you play for any teams before Leicester?
Just Nottingham Forest and Kidderminster Harriers. I went on there when I was about 18, 19 on loan for a month.
Question from Ellen. How do you feel about a new role at the club after your successful career? How would you feel about going into the management or coaching?
I've already spoken to the club about possible things I would be doing. I'm probably edging more towards the business side and the office side of the football club rather than the managerial and coaching side of the football. And yeah, they are my prospects. We'll see how it goes.
From Joseph, would you rather win the World Cup or the Champions League?
World Cup, you know, that's the best in the world. Champions League's the best in Europe. Best in the world is the best in the world.
How did it feel to lose 2-1 to Aston Villa in the FA Cup?
Oh, that was devastating. We was in the semi-finals as well. So it would have been our first final for many players that have never been to that stage before. And, you know, even for myself, you know, I didn't play in them games, but it would have been great to get to a final. So it was, yeah, very disappointing.
Question from Chelsea. Who would you say is the best penalty taker? I think in Leicester and also kind of in the world.
The best penalty taker? In Leicester, it's probably Vardy's been very, very consistent. You know, he don't miss much, touch wood. In the world, I probably don't think Messi misses much. You know, I think he's very, very consistent as well. So he's a good one.
How did it feel on your first day playing for Leicester?
I remember that quite well, actually. You know, you're just eager to impress. You know, first of all, you just want the chance. And I don't think I first started the first game. I think my actual first appearance was as a substitute in maybe 15, 20 minutes of the last bits of a game. But I remember my first start was in a cup, and yeah, probably just eager and couldn't wait to get going and show what I'm made of.
What's your favourite kit? What's the favourite design of kit you've had for Leicester that you'd like to play in?
Probably the one when we won the league, you know, the home kit. It was all in gold. So the Puma sign, everything was in gold, and I like the details on that.
Do you think Leicester City will win the league this year?
I think we've got a great chance. You know, some of the teams are on the best form. You know, they're having mixed results. And if we just do what we're very good at and keep grounded and just chip away, you know, maybe we'll be a dark horse. You know, we did it before. Why not again?
This question's going to be the last question. And it's from Barney. What was the worst tackle you've ever put in?
Worst tackle? Probably too many to... to say, I've had a few red cards in my day, and probably when I was in my younger days, you know, you can put in more of an aggressive tackle and get away with it. So there's been some meaty tackles. I've got the bruises and scars to prove it as well. You'll have to look at the archives and on YouTube or something to see some of them.
And that's it for this week's episode of the Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast. Thank you to Leicester City FC captain Wes Morgan and everyone at the Kibworth School in Leicestershire. If you're interested in finding out more about the other projects Koi Sports are working on, head over to our website, koisports.co.uk, or search for us on social media. And don't forget to download and subscribe to our podcast series. And we'll hear more from the business and grassroots sports sector next time.